This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
One more hour to go here on Sports Talk. And then, gentlemen, I got some carnitas waiting for me at home. Looking forward to that tonight.
That sounds good.
Going to get into our Saints training camp sound bank this hour. Also talk to Josh Dubow, who covers the San Francisco 49ers for the Associated Press. Get a little inside info on San Fran as we get ready to take them on Sunday evening. Want to hear from you also this glorious Friday on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text on. It's 504-260-1870. Want to check in with Jimmy and Gretna first up. What you got for us, man?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hanging in there this Friday.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Look, I hope y'all have a great weekend. I wanted to pay my respects to Ed Daniels.
Amen.
He passed away 67 years old, and he did a lot for the local sports scene. I know he covered high school sports exclusively, not exclusively, but extensively. And I hate to hear it. I know he was well-loved in the city, and I just feel like I've been watching him on TV since I was a kid. It's sad what happened. Also, rest in peace to the great white singer, Jack Russell. I know that's not a sports topic, but
that's all right.
You know, another great musician, and he passed away yesterday. Listen, as far as the game Sunday, I'm looking forward to it, guys. Aaron Rodgers made a statement recently, you know, the quarterback for the Jets. I guess he's going to be the starter, assuming he comes back from his injury. You know, he's a Hall of Famer, first ballot, all that stuff. So I guess if he's ready to roll, he's ready to roll. But he said that preseason now it's not even real football anymore. It's just like, essentially, it's really just seeing if young guys can handle the lights and who can, you know, establish themselves and, you know, see who's what. I want to get your take on that. And are there certain players that you're still waiting to, elevate themselves? And do you guys think, I hate to keep, targeting the offensive line, but
no,
I kind of feel like everything with the offense, yeah, it's a big problem because, look, guys, we could talk all we want about Derek Carr and Alvin Kamara and the wide receivers and this and that, but if the quarterback doesn't have time back there and, you know, the wide receivers don't have time to establish their routes, none of it's going to matter. So those guys, that group of guys, whoever it is, come this first game on offensive line for the Saints, you know, we got to get this to work. Do you guys see us? I know we missed on Simmons, and I'm fine with that. Let the Falcons have him. I know you guys, some people think that's like, whoa, that's a big loss. I think that's the strength of our team. What I'm more concerned about, guys, my question to you is, do you guys foresee us kind of waiting in the weeds, if you will, for a couple talented offensive linemen? Because we know every team – every year, every team or some teams are going to cut certain players that just don't, you know, they have talent, but training camp cuts come. Are we going to come pick up some veteran O linemen because of our issues maybe with Penning and some of the other guys that we've talked about? What do you guys see happening?
I think that's a possibility, obviously, when you see these rosters get trimmed down if there's anyone on the market, but I don't think there's going to be like this, you know, light shining down from the heavens where there's an answer for you at right tackle if Penning isn't the guy.
Yeah. Mike said it yesterday, man. You might have to go get one, get a veteran at that spot. And Jeff Duncan put out a great article on NOLA.com yesterday about Penning, right? And how they're not necessarily giving up just yet on this guy, but the clock is definitely ticking. It is year three. It is the quote-unquote money year for him to actually finally do something. And what we all saw from Penning in that opener, Steve, I mean, you sent me the video of every single snap that he played in that opener. He was on his backside way too often.
Scariest film I've ever seen in a long time.
It's just like, you got to make a step. You got to be able to do something. Because I think Nick Underhill also put this out there, that the pass rushers that Penning might see in the first 4 weeks of the season. So it's just, it's a small sample size. It's only like a quarter of the season. But
still, right.
You're going up early against Damian Clowney with the Panthers, Micah Parsons, who's one of the premier pass rushers in the entire NFL. And then in week three, you got Brandon Graham for the Eagles. And then in week four, now with Matt Judon getting traded to the Falcons, that might be who he's going to be going up against. That's a lot of premier pass rushers that Penning's going to have to hold up. So the right tackle position, like left guard, is also an issue. You know, Lucas Patrick has kind of been holding that down since Saldivari suffered that calf injury. We don't really know what the timeline is for Saldivari yet. That's a big question mark because they wanted him.
He keeps falling behind, though, which every practice right now.
He's missing out on important reps. So, you know, left tackle, Taliese Fuanga, we loved what we saw from him in preseason week one. But then he suffers some back tightness. He might not be playing during this week two preseason matchup against San Francisco. So
also valuable reps.
Jeff was reporting, it seems like Oli Udo and Landon Young were kind of shifting reps there, right? So if you're, I mean, that's what you're going to be likely looking at left tackle for at least this upcoming preseason game. Left guard is probably going to be, once again, Lucas Patrick because Saldivari is still out. And then, you know, I don't know if you're going to be playing Eric McCoy, who got rolled up on today. Like, I don't think that they're going to risk anything with him because he's their best offensive lineman. Cesar Ruiz, who had a pretty rough showing in the preseason week one game two. I mean, and then Trevor Penning. And so it's just there's so many issues on this offensive line. And to Jimmy's point, yeah, it can hold the offense back. It's a super important unit, and they've spent so much premium draft capital on it, basically outside of the left guard position. If you're looking at Taliese Fuaga was a first-round pick. Eric McCoy was a second-round pick. Cesar Ruiz was a first-round pick. Trevor Penning was a first-round pick. And it's still the single biggest question mark on the roster.
You know, it's a problem when you got fans saying to you now, man, we really should have kept Andres Pete.
Yeah, no, we actually got a text about that. And, I mean, it's crazy because his contract that he signed with, like, the Raiders was, like, a prove-it deal.
Right.
It's like a one-year deal. And, I mean, at the very worst, Pete could have been good depth. I don't know.
I have a feeling he wanted to move on to somewhere
else.
Yeah,
that's what you had said. And that's really the only way it kind of makes sense was that he was ready for a change of scenery.
Right.
But it's still unfortunate because the Saints are on the losing end of that. Like, you definitely miss out on someone that could have contributed on the offensive line.
And ended up being a valuable piece on the O-line last year, surprisingly.
So someone also had posted in about missing on Penning when all of us knew he was going to be terrible. The issue about Penning was that there were signs, right, of this where at Northern Iowa, if you looked at his tape, he would just be embarrassing defensive linemen on some plays. But then you could also see kind of the cracks, right, where so he had some technical issues, even back at Northern Iowa, right? They trusted in the physical specimen. They trusted in the
attitude, the nastiness.
That they could develop this nasty prospect. Right. And it just hasn't worked so far. To Jeff Duncan's article, which once again I think was very well written. I think it's a good article. Go check it out if you haven't. They're not ready to give up necessarily, but the clock is ticking. You need to see some strong development from this guy or else you got to go find someone.
What's going to be curious is the next step. Do they decide to try and kick him inside at the guard position to see if that works, if right tackle doesn't work?
I would imagine so. That's probably...
Because, yeah, I don't think they're ready to just toss aside a first-round pick, no matter how bad it looks.
It's so bad when you miss on first-round picks, man, and those early picks especially. Like, not even... Like, the Kendra Miller pick, too, right? As far as a year two, third-round back.
Well, that's another concern right there, the depth at running back.
Exactly, but you were hoping that he would be ready to take the mantle at this point, and he's just... He's had injury issues. It's been a concern.
It's a huge question mark just because we haven't seen it.
The defensive line, I mean, Isaiah Foskey, you haven't seen much from him at all either. A second round pick. Peyton Turner's had injury issues. He's got the talent, but he can't stay on the field. First round pick. There's been misses recently, and that's where, you know, you're talking about the depth on the roster. You're kind of a little bit concerned because some of these guys just haven't shown much.
Well, at least a recent first-round pick in Brian Brzee looks like to be the real deal for this team, and hopefully his run-stuffing ability improves this year. because, yeah, he was a beast against the pass, and hopefully that continues to grow for him. We're going to check out the San Fran side of things when we get back from the break. Talk to Josh Dubow, who covers the 49ers for the Associated Press. They're dealing with a slew of injuries. What's their plan going into Sunday's matchup against the Saints? We'll find out when we get back right here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.